and then turning down.
That's right. Okay, let's get going.
我们开始今天的课程。
So welcome to Bible class.
欢迎来到我们的圣经课。
Okay, we're sort of coming towards the end of the angelic infiltration in the time of Noah. So if we don't finish it today, it should be next Sunday.
我们呢很希望呢在今天或者是礼拜天可以把这个天使征战里的天使的渗透的诺亚的部分完成。
But then what might happen is there could be some points that I just sort of remember and then we have to talk about those and then it could be another couple of weeks. We'll see. Now, we'll just take it as it comes. So there's no hurry. We're not being impatient to get the study finished.
我们并没有说是很不耐烦的想要赶快把课程弄完，因为也许有一些新的议题进来，我们就会继续讲。
And you have to remember that everything that's doctrine is important.
我们需要知道的所有的这个圣经教义都是非常重要的。
As long as you're taking it in and focusing, the Holy Spirit puts it together in your soul. That's his ministry.
就如果我们能够保持专注的话呢，我们的圣灵就是会帮助我们把这些资讯整理在我们的魂里面，因为这是我们的圣灵他的事工。
In the last few weeks, actually, yeah, we've covered a sort of quite a broad range of subjects, but they are all related. Even if sometimes you don't quite see the direct relationship, but even if they're indirectly related, it's all part of God's plan.
那我们在过去几个礼拜呢，是做了很多的很延伸性的一些话题的讨论。也许你没有办法觉得它是直接有关，但它其实都是相关的，因为这些延伸性的事情也都是上帝给我们人类的计划。
And I have to emphasize, because it's all based on the Word of God, and the Word of God is from the Holy Spirit, and He's your teacher.
而这些都是经由神的话语来教导我们的，也就是经由圣灵来当做一个教师来跟我们的魂说话。And
the more information you put into your soul, the more, remember the jigsaw puzzle analogy, so the more pieces He has to work with and can build that picture in your soul.
所以在我们学习的过程中，每一个讯息学到的讯息，就像一块小小的拼图。所以呢，当我们收到的讯息，学习的神的话语越多，那个拼图就越多，我们就可以将整个神的计划拼得更完整、更大块一点。
What's very important, of course, is that you do need the filling of the Holy Spirit, which means you always need to be naming your sins to God the Father.
而在做所有的学习过程中，最重要一件事情就是我们都必须要保持圣灵充满的状态，才能真正的做学习。那怎么样圣灵充满呢？就是我们必须要向神认罪。So
we'll do that now.
我们现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time and opportunity that we have to study your word.
非常感谢天父给我们机会，让我们可以好好的研读你的话语。
We give thanks for all the spiritual resources and even the physical resources that you provide in order that we can be here right now.
而且要感谢呢，所有的灵性的资源跟食物的资源，都能够让我们能够在今天在这个时候在这里可以研读你的话语。
And with these things that you provide and in grace, we have the opportunity to know about you and your plan.
而这一切呢，都是你给我们的恩典，能够让我们能够认识你，认识天父，以及你的计划。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is Genesis 6:12, and we're moving into Genesis 6:13.
我们现在回到这个创世纪六章十二节，刚刚讲完的十二节，那之后呢，我们要谈就是十三节。
This is where God looked upon the earth. Remember, it's all in the divine decree, though, so it's not going to surprise God what's happening. But He knew that the world was corrupted, meaning the flesh. Remember the humans and the Nephilim. First they'd corrupted their souls, and through that, now they'd corrupted the way, the path of humanity upon the earth.
好，那我们说上帝呢，他看着这整个的地球，那当然他所看到的当然是我们人类跟拿佛灵。那他说他看到我们的这些思维都被败坏了，同时呢，这个血脉的那一条道路也被败坏了。
the way of man upon the earth regarding the genetics or the physical pathway is from Adam, and that goes all the way to the Savior, because God promised Adam and Eve that they would have a Savior that was going to be from the loins or from the womb of the woman.
在亚当跟夏娃他们被因为他们犯了罪而被逐出这个伊甸园之后呢，神其实就给他们一个应许，就是将会有一个救赎者会从他们所有的这一条基因的遗传下面出生。
This person we're talking about, Jesus Christ, he's the mediator, which means he's the person that is between God and man, like the pathway for man to get to God.
而这个人呢，这个救赎者就是我们的耶稣基督，他呢其实是人与神之间的一个媒介。它是让人类可以借由这个媒介可以跟神交通。
One of Jesus' titles, and Jesus has literally probably 100 different names from the Bible. One of his titles is Son of Man, or they can translate also Son of Adam.
在圣经中对耶稣基督有非常非常多的名称来称呼他，其中一个呢就是人子。人就是人指的就是亚当，他其实亚当之子。
Now remember the name Adam actually means man. So when we talk about Jesus being the son of, you can say son of Adam or son of man, it's the same thing. But it's referring to the fact that he is humanity.
而亚当呢，这个字其实在希伯来文的意思，它就是人。好，它并不是一个另外给的名字，它代表的这个字就是人类的那个字。所以呢，所以耶稣基督他是亚当之子，所以他就是人子。
And First Timothy talks about Jesus Christ being the mediator, the God-man. So it gives him the title, the God-man, the one who is between, or the mediator between God and man.
提摩太前书里面呢又讲到呢，耶稣他又是神之子，好，所以他是又是神子又是人子。
Again, that's emphasizing the humanity of Jesus Christ.
所以这都在讲的是这个耶稣基督身为一个他其实是神但却有人的这个属性。
When Jesus Christ was born upon the earth, that was the fulfillment of hundreds of promises throughout the Old Testament that are recorded. And God's word wasn't just in the Old Testament. It also was given to the prophets and they were teaching. So God's promises to all of the people before Jesus Christ about this coming Messiah, Savior and Messiah. Hundreds and hundreds of promises.
而耶稣基督的诞生，他其实呢是将神给过去旧约时代的人类非常多的应许都从他的诞生开始等于是实现了。
Yeah, so we talk about the word of God, and that's, we see the written word of God.But also the prophets were speaking and angels were teaching, as we know of. A lot of things that were never recorded, that was also the word of God.
其实在所谓他的应许，就是神给人的应许，不只是写在旧约里，还有很多是一些先知的话，还有一些天使好给人的一些讯息，这些全部都是属于神给我们人的应许。而耶稣基督他的诞生就让这些应许都得到了应验。
And we know because God is faithful, that's one of his characteristics. You know, God is faithful and just. He will keep his promises. And he had to keep his promise to Adam about the God-man.
而我们知道呢，神是信实的，而且是公正的、公义的。所以当他跟亚当夏娃讲说他会给我们一个救赎者，这个是他给我们人类的一个很重要的一个应许，他就一定会做到。
And remember, it's always Satan's plan. He's trying to discredit God because God has sentenced him as the judge. God sentenced Lucifer to the lake of fire. So Lucifer has this big job on his hands to prove that God is unjust and not worthy of being a judge.
而我们知道撒旦呢，他其实呢就是一直希望要把神他是信实的这个信用给毁掉，所以他要用各种方法好能够。因为路西佛就是撒旦嘛，本来应该要去火湖里被烧死的，他却想要在神的面前证明神你的判决是错误的，所以他才一直要把他的这个所谓信用，他不是一个公义的公正的法官的这种概念，希望要经由破坏他对人类的应许来达成。
And when we finish about the study of Noah, the angelic infiltration, we're going to look at some other examples as well about how Satan has tried to destroy God's plan to make God out to be a liar.
就除了诺亚好的这一段的故事呢，他是在说这些天使渗透人类的血脉，想要把人子未来可以诞生的这个状况好给终结掉。这个是撒旦他想要破坏人类人子诞生的一个方法，结果没有成功。那我们之后还会再讲到其他撒旦的诡计，他要如何的去破坏神的计划。
Satan has a lot of influence in the world, and that's manifested with a lot of what we call demonic activity and cosmic influence.
Satan 他是能力很强的哦，他有非常非常多的诡计，是想要破坏神的各种计划的。所以这个陆续我们都会跟大家讲。
So in Genesis 6:12, you know, we're talking about the angelic infiltration here, and this is where Satan has been able to inspire. Well, first he inspired his minions to come down.And to, we say, copulate or procreate with the woman, to have children with the woman. And now the way, the genetic way of mankind upon the earth is almost finished. There's only 8 people left.
所以这整个这个创世纪六章的前面呢，十二节以前都是在讲天使的渗透，也就是在讲撒旦呢去蛊惑那些跟他一起的堕落天使，要去跟人类的女儿们结婚发生关系，生下拿佛灵，也就是不希望有纯种的人类留在世界上。所以在诺亚的时代的大洪水之前，几乎所有人类的基因就都被破坏了，只剩下诺亚一家人是干净的人类。
Like we see here in verse 12, this is Genesis 6:12.Behold, it, meaning the earth, the inhabitants of the earth, was corrupted for all flesh. Flesh being the designation, that's the word used for the genetic structure, had corrupted its way upon the earth.
所以呢，六章十二节就在清楚地说呢，这个整个人类的血肉体的这个基因都已经整个遗传的那条线已经被败坏了。
And just over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at the use of this word way. We have the Hebrew word derek. And a way can be what we call like figurative or philosophical, or it can be like literal as well.
而这边所讲到的这个道呢，就是所谓肉体基因的这条路线。这个路线或是道，它其实可以是一种比较比喻性的一个比较抽象性的比喻。那也可以是一个实体的一个道。
So I'll just review a couple of those ways that we mentioned. There's a couple more ways which I want to add to the examples as well. I think they're quite necessary. And then we'll look at the way of, which was supposed to be the way of mankind from Adam down to the Messiah.
那 Tim 现在想要再多举一些有关跟道这个不管是实体或者是虚拟的意念性的这个例子给大家，然后最后再来谈一下亚当道这个耶稣基督的这一条血脉也是一条道的概念。
Yeah, because you see the word derek, the word for way, and then holdos is the Greek word in the New Testament. It's used in many, many different ways.
就是这个 derek 这个字哈，是我们平常叫的名字，但其实就是希伯来文的道，就是 way 哈，那个道路的意思。但是它其实可以运用的方式就跟我们中文的道一样，非常可以是很比喻性的，也可以非常实体性的。
But however you use the word way in whatever context, you have to remember that there's always a common element. A way always has a beginning and a middle and an end. It doesn't matter how you're talking about it, there's always those three things to consider.
所以道呢，其实不管是虚拟的概念或者是实体的概念，它都有一共同的一个元素，一些元素是什么呢？就是它是有起头，有目的地，然后还有中间的过程。
In Psalms 23:3, we talk about paths of righteousness, the way of righteousness. This is God's perfect path, which we're expected to learn.And follow, you know, what is God's path of righteousness? We have to learn to follow that.
在诗篇二十三章第三节里面讲到，就是公义之的道。好，这讲的就是这个是一个神给我们的一个路径。
Now, actually, I guess what I just said now, you know, path having a beginning and an end, when we're talking about a path of righteousness, if we're talking about God's righteousness, anything about God has no beginning and no end. So that's the exception.
就是说如果我们谈说任何的道都有头跟尾跟中间，但是实际上呢，对上就是神他给我们的公义之道呢，他其实头跟尾是比较不明显的，所以这是在所有的道里面最特殊的一个道。
Yeah, because righteousness is actually one of the 10 characteristics of God, and because God is eternal, that means His righteousness is eternal. His righteousness never had a beginning, and it doesn't have an end, it just exists.
因为呢，公义是神哈，他最最明显的就是他有很多很多的特质，像他神的一个性格一样，但是公义其实是最重要的一个性格，而神是一个无尽的神，他是无终止的，所以他的公义也是一样没有终止的。
Yeah. In terms of human righteousness, though, and you can read about Isaiah 64:6, for example, it talks about righteousness through religion. That has a beginning. It's like maybe some religion in their teaching. If you join our church or join our temple or something, you can start on our program of becoming righteous. And that would be like a beginning. Now, once you stop your drinking or swearing or lying, now you're on the beginning of the path of human righteousness. See, what I'm saying is, human righteousness has a beginning. It's when you start to learn how to be righteous. And then human righteousness has an end, and that's when you die. Because even for Christians, we don't take our human righteousness with us.
虽然我们刚刚说神的这个公义是无尽的，但是人的公义的这个道路却是有限的。因为毕竟我们会有开始学习公义的那一刻。当我们开始学习公义的那一刻，就是我们人的公义的开始。而当我们人死去的时候，那就是我们公义的这条路的一个终结。
Remember, when you believe in Jesus Christ, God gives you His perfect righteousness. He says, this is your righteousness. Put it in your spiritual bank account. But that's there forever. That never finishes. Like God has given you, a piece of His righteousness or something.
当我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻，我们变成神的皇家儿女的一刻呢，我们被神送了一个大礼物，就是神完美的公义，那它就像是被存在了我们的一个银行里。
And that righteousness that God gives you, His very own perfect righteousness, that is forever. He never takes it away from you. He said, you know, this is forever. And no matter how bad you might become as a Christian, that's always in your bank account, in your spiritual bank account.
而当神把这个完美的公义放进我们灵性的这个银行里面的时候，他是永远不会拿走的，他就一直跟随着我们。
It's interesting because in the Greek, when you get, like, it comes out in Romans chapter 4:3. Abraham believed in God and it was imputed. We have the word logizomai. It was imputed to him as righteousness. That's a zeta there. So logizomai. Like, there's a few translations of this.I'll just open up the Bible. You can check the Chinese what the translation there might be as well. In verse 3. Okay, what does the scripture say? Now, Paul here is referring back to Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
Genesis
15, verse 6. Okay, and that's where he says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. So he's quoting from the Old Testament.
在罗马书的四章三节里面呢，保罗他有揭露创世纪十五章六节，好提到这个旧约里面好提到的这个亚伯拉罕的事情。他说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他的义。
So the use would 算为 is it?
就算为他的义。Actually, if I would say, I won't say 为。I would say, 这就算他的义。
Oh, okay. So what we're talking about here is this word logizomai. In the English, you can see it's counted. They translate that as counted. Sometimes they might use the word credited. The Colonel prefers the word imputed, like given as a legal imputation. That's the best word here, is imputed.
这个算哈，因为亚伯拉罕信神，所以这就算他为义了，有公义了。好，那这个如果要把它翻译的话，我们可以用第一个英文叫 counted， 就是好像也是就是算他计算的意思。credited 好像是给他了一个 credit， 给他一个信用额度。好，那是另外一种翻译。那 imputed 第三种呢，就是直接授予他这个义的一个 status。Imputed is like giving a kind of labels.
Imputed is like if somebody is given something but through a legal imputation.
就合法颁发的意思啦。这个字其实有那种就 imputed， 那个上校牧师他很喜欢在这个地方把它翻译成合法颁发，定义亚伯拉罕为义。
We have this term imputed come up as a legal term. For example, when you are born into the world, God takes Adam's original sin and he puts it on you. He says, you have Adam's original sin. That's an imputation. See, we didn't really do that sin. But God has made us all sinners from birth because of what Adam did and also because God knew we would do that in the garden. He says, well, you're all the same. So here, have Adam's sin.
好，这个字呢，我们用另外那个 Tim 用另外一个案例来解释怎么用的哈，就是说，当我们出生的时候，因为我们的老祖宗他犯了罪，所以呢，神也知道他认为我们所有的人类一定都会犯跟亚当夏娃一样的罪，所以呢，当我们出生的时候，神就给了我们，授予了我们。Impute 那个罪在我们的身上。
That's why Paul says, "In Adam we all die." That's he's talking about Adam's original sin.
Who said it?
Paul.
这保罗呢也说呢，我们因为着亚当，我们也都会死。
Now the word imputation comes up again when Jesus Christ was on the cross. All of the sins of all of the people in the world from the time of Adam to the last person were gathered together and put on Jesus Christ, imputed to Jesus Christ.
而当耶稣基督在十字架上，神也把从亚当到我们所有人类的罪也都放进耶稣的身上，这也是用这个字 imputed， 就是都是这样被灌给他了。
See, again, it's from a legal position. The judge, who is God the Father, he is saying, first, you have Adam's sin. That's a legal imputation. And then he says, I'm going to put all the sins of the world on Jesus Christ to be punished.
因为这个字呢，是用一种比较法律的概念，就是说今天耶稣，神呢，他作为法官，他判决给了耶稣基督我们所有人类的罪。就跟我们出生的时候，我们也承担了亚当那个时候的罪一样，我们并没有做什么，但是我们的法官就是神判给我们。
First Corinthians 15:22. In Adam we die, but then in Jesus Christ we live.
所以其实是在那个哥林多前书的15:22.
And you can see
他说到，在亚当里众人皆死。而在基督里，众人也都复活。
That's relating to the imputations, the legal imputations of sin.
这都是根据合法的授予，我们承接了这样子的罪与复活的机会。
Now getting back to Romans 4:3, you have that word logizomai. And it's the same word that they would use when they're talking about banking, when people were looking after the money. You put your money into the account and your account is being credited. So you give your, in those days, it would be gold or the salt. Remember the Romans used to be paid in salt. And then that would be, somebody would put it away somewhere and they would have to write something down in a book. That was logizomai.
So in Romans, it's in Romans 4:3, right?
Yeah.
So in Romans 4:3, 里面用到的这个字 logizomai, 它其实希伯来文的意思就是 imputed, 就是合法授予的。所以比如说你有人要给你一笔钱放进你的银行里，它就是被判给你的 银行这笔钱呢？
In terms of banking in English, now we use the word credited, which is what they often use in some English translations. Something is credited to your account, and when you take money out, it's debited. That's the opposite.
好，所以呢，如果用现代的这个会计术语的话呢，就是把钱，有人把钱存进你的银行，他其实不是真的把一笔钱放进一个保险柜，不是，他是给你那个 credit， 是给你那个信用，是给你那个额度，所以呢，你其实你拿到了这个额度，好，那你就用的英文是用 credited， 好，这个给这个信用额度的意思。
Okay, and so when I say if you believe in Jesus Christ, God gives this righteousness to you, and he credits it to your spiritual bank account. That's probably a fairly good analogy.
所以呢，在我们刚刚讲说，当我们相信了耶稣基督的时候呢，神就在我们的属灵的银行里面给了我们这个信用额度，是完美的公义的这个信用。
And that's an eternal righteousness.
而这是一个永恒的一个公义。
Okay, now, God gives that to you as a, that's His personal righteousness, but also we have what's called experiential righteousness. Remember, that's where you have to develop God's righteousness through your spiritual life.
这个除了神授予我们的这个公义之外，我们也要经由我们的经验的这个学习，就是我们必须要练习出来的另外一种公义。
So in Psalms 23:3, where it talks about David, he's King David, he's the one who wrote that. He's saying, lead me in your paths of righteousness. Well, it's a prayer for him to develop righteousness in his life through his spiritual life so that he can get sort of somewhat close to God's righteousness. Now, we can never achieve perfection, but through learning the spiritual life, you can walk in God's paths of righteousness.
好，在这个诗篇23章当然是大卫所写的，他其实是在祈祷，祈祷神呢能够带领我们，带领他哈、哦，去走在这一条公义的路上。那这个其实是一个，应该是说什么？要学习着不要走偏离，而能够维持留在这个公义的路上。因为我们毕竟是人，不可能像神一样有一个完美的公义，就一定会走在公义的路上。所以我们有时候是会往外偏倒的。
Remember, one of the definitions of righteousness would be without sin, like God is without sin. So if you're living the spiritual life, that means you're learning to control your sin nature and live without sin.
而我们知道就是说，所谓的在公义之中就是没有犯罪。所以我们在练习的是一个属灵生活，属灵的生命。我们希望我们可以尽可能的不要犯罪。
And along this path of righteousness, you have to walk. And walking is another analogy which is used a lot in the Bible as well. Like walking in the Spirit, for example. Walking in righteousness.
而当我们讲说我们在这个公义的路径之中，那在一个路径或者是一个道，我们就必须要走。所以在走在道上，这个走路的这个动作呢，它也是跟我们的属灵生命有很直接的关系。
There's a command, walk by the Spirit. And you know, what that means is that you have to be naming your sin, so you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And then once you've been learning doctrine, the Holy Spirit will bring that doctrine to your remembrance. So you can live by doctrine, really.
而我们讲说走，其实圣经有讲说我们要让灵带着我们走。因为这个灵它其实是帮我们做判断的，所以它的带领让我们在这条路上是靠着圣灵的照的光照。
Okay, and that's John 14:26 actually, where Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance all the things that I have taught you."
哦，在约翰福音14:26里面讲到说，圣灵会去提醒你曾经你所学到过的神的话语。所以圣灵是扮演了那个在任何时候他要带出神的话语来光照你走在这条正道上的一个方法。
Okay, so that's one path or one way that it's like a figurative path that you have to follow, and that's, you know, that's your spiritual life.
所以其实这就是一种比喻性的道的概念、哦、这其实这个道就是我们的属灵的生命生活。
Okay, now we'll take let's stop till, it'll be a 7 or 8 minute break, I guess, to 8:25, and then we'll have 30 minutes to finish off.
好，我们8:26回，25分回来。